From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. Just moments ago, President Obama announced that he is nominating Ben Bernanke to serve another four-year term as head of the nation's central bank. He made the announcement from his vacation spot, Martha's Vineyard, in Massachusetts. The president credited Bernanke with aggressively pulling the economy from the brink. The president also said Bernanke approached a financial system on the verge of collapse with calm and wisdom. The nomination requires Senate confirmation. Attorney General Eric Holder has appointed a longtime career prosecutor to conduct a preliminary investigation into the conduct of CIA officers and contractors who used unauthorized techniques in interrogating detainees. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports.
Holder chose John Durham, a 30-year Justice Department veteran with a record of prosecuting mobsters, corrupt officials, and FBI agents. Durham was a natural for the job. He was already investigating the CIA destruction of interrogation videotapes, a task he was assigned by Bush Attorney General Michael Mukasey. Holder's decision to investigate lower-level CIA officers provoked angry criticism from the left and the right. Human rights activists said that, just as at Abu Ghraib, it is the grunts who are taking the fall, and that there's little difference between the unauthorized conduct like mock executions and authorized conduct such as waterboarding, which is a near-drowning experience. Conservatives criticized Holder, contending he was punishing intelligence officers whose only offense was to protect the United States. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Iran has put more prominent reformers, including several aides to former Iranian President Mohammad Khatami, on trial, charged with spearheading the post-election unrest which rocked the Islamic Republic. Dale Gavlak reports.
Even conservatives in the ruling system have been angered by the trial of Sayed Hajarian, a former close Khatami aide. He has been lumped with other prominent reformists, including a former government spokesman and former deputy interior and foreign ministers, in a fourth hearing in an extraordinary mass trial. They were accused of instigating a soft revolution to overthrow the Islamic regime. Many Iranians see the proceedings as an effort by the authorities to discredit the pro-reform movement in one blow and to suppress opposition to President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad's hotly disputed re-election victory. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
The U.S. military is reporting that four American service members were killed today by an improvised explosive device in southern Afghanistan. The deaths bring to 42 the number of U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan this month. Japanese stock prices drifted lower today. There was profit-taking, and investors found few reasons to buy actively before Japan's August 30th election and U.S. economic data. The Nikkei fell by 83 points, or 0.8%. This is NPR News. A jury in Los Angeles has told Philip Morris that it should pay nearly $14 million to the daughter of a smoker who died of lung cancer. But that's far less than another jury award in the same case 7 years ago. NPR's Ted Robbins has more.
A jury originally told cigarette maker Philip Morris to pay Betty Bullock $28 billion in punitive damages, a record. Bullock died in 2003. Her daughter, Jody, took over as plaintiff in the lawsuit, which charged Philip Morris with fraud and product liability. A judge later reduced the award from $28 billion to $28 million, but Philip Morris appealed and got a new trial. The company said Betty Bullock knew the risks of smoking and was responsible for her own behavior. Jurors in the new trial again agreed with Bullock and came up with a compromise figure of $13.8 million. Philip Morris hasn't said whether it will appeal the latest judgment. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
The Department of Homeland Security has begun flying illegal immigrants back to their native Mexico. The flights from Tucson, Arizona, are taking place for the sixth straight summer. The flights are an attempt to discourage illicit border crossings and prevent immigrants from endangering their lives by crossing the desert in triple-digit heat. The twice-daily flights from Tucson to Mexico City take immigrants deep into Mexico's interior and away from the border towns where they would likely run into smugglers who want to help them cross the international boundary again. The flights from Tucson International Airport began last Saturday and will end on September 28th. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.